This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Shows officers fired at the gunman's ambush in that Louisville massacre at the bank. Glad that the police laid it out. The parents of the shooter also sadly put out a statement and expressed their sorrow for what has now transpired as of Monday. Five people dead and then others fighting for their life, a handful, especially the one young police officer. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in the life of America. But you know what? There are some other things that are happening, too, and reasons to smile. That's the key, man. Always find those reasons so we can preserve our own sanity. Let's talk about the footage. I think it was so smart to release that and talk about it because they responded exactly how they should have responded within minutes. And the body camera shows exactly how they methodically went through the first two police officers responding to the bank, and they get fired at right away in an ambush by the gunman who killed the five people on Monday. The footage came out on Tuesday afternoon. It shows those moments as Corey Galloway and Nicholas Wiltz both were wounded, tried to ascertain the attacker's spot as they took the gunfire from that AK-15 rifle he had. Wiltz is the one that was still in training just 2 weeks after graduating from the police academy, shot in the head, hospitalized in critical condition after surgery. Other officers who were right there behind them arrived and tried to rescue him. They came under the gunman's fire, too, as well, and he was taken out, boom, like that. So there was also still footage of the attack that was out, and one still image from the surveillance video showed the shooter, who was a bank employee, who was supposedly going to get fired. Connor Sturgeon, his name was, holding a rifle inside the building surrounded by lots of broken glass. So he went after his coworkers, then he went to the front lobby, set up an ambush, waited for the cops to respond. And as soon as he saw them, he, boom, shot at them. That's how that all unfolded. But it didn't take long for them to get him down, certainly. So a sad, sad state of affairs, obviously, and heavy hearts in Louisville and other places seeing this. There's going to be a vigil on Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern, expected to draw lots and lots of people. There was even a doctor who, at the University of Louisville, was so sick of these mass shootings. And this is one that sent nine people to his hospital. He said to everyone, this is Dr. Jason Smith, to everyone who helps make police or who makes policy, state, city, and federal, I would simply ask to do something, because doing nothing, which is what we've been doing, is not working. We have to do something because this is just getting out of hand across our city, across this great nation of ours. He said you can only take so many horrific injuries after 15 years on the job. And speaking of that, the Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee said he's going to take executive action on guns by signing an executive order to strengthen background checks for firearm purchases. And he called on other state lawmakers to pass an order of protection bill aimed at keeping guns away from those deemed dangerous. Of course, this is on the heels of last month's shooting at a private Christian elementary school that killed three students, just 9 years old, and three staff members. He said, the truth is that we're facing evil itself. We can't stop evil, but we can do something. There is a clear need for action. I think we have an obligation, I certainly do, to remind people that we should set aside politics and pride and accomplish something that the people of Tennessee want to see get accomplished. So the orders of protection limit contact between victims and those who are harassing or harming them. Lee said individuals who have shown they are a real threat to themselves or others shouldn't possess a firearm. And then talked about the 72-hour clock for reporting new criminal activity and mandates courts to submit timely information to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, because then the Bureau would be responsible for analyzing the process for information sharing and reporting on operational barriers within 60 days. Because that was part of the problem, is that there are checks, but they're not, they don't go through fast enough. And maybe there would, you would be able to red flag it right away. And then there could be a tragedy, perhaps, that could be averted if you could highlight that much, much quicker. Meanwhile, here are some other things that are happening across the U.S. Lots of conversation, of course, always about the weather and the amount of tornadoes that we've seen, which has just been a horrific number so far in 2023. I mean, we're only through the first 3 months into the fourth month, and we look at the numbers. It's just that the weather was ripe for this because of the atmosphere and what's going on with the ocean in these certain areas. And now you have this large swath of tornado alleys that are really getting hammered, especially in the south. March 31st was a disastrous day. 122 tornadoes on the 31st. So the first 3 months of the year, 410. Fourth most tornadoes on record for a single day since the Storm Prediction Center started keeping those stats. And it is terrible when you are caught in the middle of all of that. I mean, moisture is the key thing that cranks it up, right? And that's what you see when you look at the Gulf of Mexico this year. If you have sea surface temps that are warmer than normal, and then you have a bunch of cold fronts that have just petered out, then you have that high pressure boom, you know, do the math. That's what can lead to some of the problems that we have seen. So, pretty tough in trying to look at the trajectory of the tornadoes and the disastrous consequences we've seen it. It's just been awful what has happened to too many people who have been uprooted completely. The storms, some of the storms they've been hit with are so, so intense. And you just are lucky to survive it. When you see these trees that are uprooted and the cars that are turned over, and we know that Mississippi and Georgia, and certainly we've seen that in Oklahoma, even in Texas, we have seen that very, 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 very rough. All right, the parents, back to Connor Sturgeon, the parents of the Louisville the shooter broke their silence. They said he struggled with mental health challenges. They said, released a statement that said, while Connor, like many of his contemporaries, had mental health challenges, which we as a family were actively addressing, there were never any warning signs or indications he was capable of this shocking act. While we still have many unanswered questions, we'll continue to cooperate fully with law enforcement officials and do all we can to aid everyone in understanding why and how this happened. And certainly our no words can express our sorrow, anguish, and horror at the unthinkable harm our son Connor inflicted on innocent people, their families, and the entire Louisville community. Whew, how rough is all of that? All right, coming up, we're headed to the man cave.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Talk about in this man cave, that's for sure. And we talked about what happened to Odell Beckham Jr. just yesterday, and now there's questions abounding with some other players, and we talked about that, and I got some emails from a few of you about Lamar Jackson, so it's pretty interesting. Even the Sandman, Jeremy Paulson, off air was talking about that to me. So it is one of those questions that is looming, you know, and before you know it, we'll be talking about, of course, mini camps are already starting up, and then we'll be talking about training camps, and then we'll be into the season again. That's just how time keeps on ticking, right? All right, so let's jump to a couple of records that I think are interesting. How about the Rays? I'm just going to bounce around here. The Rays in Tampa. Playing at the Trop, they extend their win streak and they tie a Major League Baseball home run record. So they're 11-0. That's the start of the season, 11-0. That is crazy. And there's excitement and buzz in the air over the Rays. And they just slugged it out and they just crushed the Red Sox. 7-2 was the final score on Tuesday, and they are being embraced big time. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the only other team who entered Tuesday with as many as 20 home runs this season. The Dodgers were at 21, and of course, that's the other part of the equation. The seasonal home run total is 29 over the course of their first 11 games. So do the math on all of that. How long does it last for the Rays? You know, that's when it gets interesting, because when you start to go to the dog days of summer, when you have these wins you're amassing in the beginning of the season, that's where it really helps you, and then you don't get stuck, and it doesn't become something that becomes much harder to overcome when you're kind of duking it out for spots in playoffs for winning a division, etc., because you've been able to get some of those early wins. You had a nice hot start, so they'll take it, and there's no question about it that they feel really amped up about it, of all things. Then how about this, as we, like I said, we're going to bounce around. We go to hoop for a second, and how about the Hawks? The Hawks topped the Heat in an NBA play-in game. They locked up the 7th seed in the East. Yeah, the guys just did what they had to do, as was said after the game, coming together to be able to win that thing, beating the Heat 116-105 on Tuesday. And Quinn Snyder was the one who said, listen, our guys are trying to be the best version of ourselves at the end of the year. The year's not over, so hopefully we can take this and continue to build on it. It's one game, but it was our game. Yeah, it's playing when it counts, right? So this was kind of one of those, not kind of, it was one of those exciting games that comes down to the waning moments. And to be able to seal that deal is always so much sweeter, especially for any of the new faces that are around, and for the people that are expecting, okay, let's just get in, because what's the old tagline that people say? Everybody gets in. So then when you're not the everybody and you don't get in, then questions certainly abound. All right, Aaron Rodgers, now that Beckham is going to the Ravens, or is with the Ravens, and he was saying how, oh, that was one of the players that he wanted to see go to the Jets. Now you got this thing going on with the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers president, Mark Murphy, wouldn't say whether the team is waiting for the Jets to accept the trade proposal for Rodgers, or if it's the other way around. Whatever it is, there was no sign of any kind of imminent deal. And this is like a month after Rodgers announced that he wanted to change teams. That's kind of embarrassing, but that's Aaron Rodgers, right? So there's no deadline on completing a trade. And for the Packers, look, they've got, what, the new quarterback, Jordan Love. So if that's, in fact, the case, at this point, it seems like, you know, you think about the Packers and you think about the transition of Rodgers, and then you think of Rodgers, the irony of Rodgers going to the Jets, when you think of Brett Favre, and Brett Favre going to the Jets. I mean, at this point, if you're a Packer fan, what do Packer fans want? I got a bunch of emails from Packer fans who say, and really, Rodgers has had a pretty big fan club, who are saying, okay, time to make that move. I mean, I got two, one from John, and I got another one from Richard, who said, yeah, let's just pull that ripcord. So, you know, there you go. He's starting to lose some of the, what I would call the loyalists, right, that are just sticking with him. They're sticking with him until they're not sticking with him. I mean, what do they want in Green Bay? They want a win. They want winners. They want to go to the Super Bowl like every other team in the NFL. The Yankees want a chance at getting back into a World Series and not being knocked out of it, no matter what any of their superstar players are doing. So the Yankees start off the season 7-4. They beat the Guardians. Still feels so funny to say that. 11-2. And, Gerrit Cole was super strong. He's been great in that rotation for the Yanks. 3-0 already early on the season. Big seven innings for him. The Orioles at home are 6-5 now. They knocked off the A's 12-8. And the home crowd liked that for sure. The Pirates also at home beat the Astros 7-4, the World Series winners last time around. They beat the Phillies, of course, to take it all. The Marlins and the Phillies, speaking of the Phillies, tangled in Philadelphia, but the Marlins got the better of them. 8-4. The Phillies are 4-7, 3-2 at home. And Luis Arraez hit for the cycle in that win for the Marlins. He became the first Miami Marlins player to do so. It's pretty cool when you're at a game, and you, although if you're a Philly fan, it wouldn't be cool, but pretty cool to see somebody hit for the cycle. You had the Padres bettering the Mets by a couple, 4-2, the final score in that one. And with his dad watching, Ryan Weathers led the Padres over the Mets. It's pretty cool, right? He escaped a bases loaded jam that made a big difference in that win. The Twins are 7-4. They beat the White Sox 4-3. The Mariners and the Cubs in Chicago, it was all about the Cubs in the end, 14-9 the final score there. Nelson Velasquez hit his first career grand slam in Chicago's 8-run third inning. The Rangers are 7-4. They beat the Royals 8-5. The Cardinals knocked off the Rockies 9-6 in Colorado. It was Nolan Gorman who sparked St. Louis's 3-run ninth inning with a tie-breaking solo homer. The Angels blanked the Nationals 2-0. Shohei Ohtani, another gem he turns in, a great pitching performance in that victory. The Brewers over the D-backs 7-1. The Giants blanked the Dodgers 5-0. Alex Wood and five relievers combined on a three-hitter, and that was the name of that tune. So there were people that were saying, tell us a little bit about some of the teams and what they're doing in Major League Baseball. So there are some baseball fans, certainly, that are out there. I always say that if you look at the big four sports, the world runs on the NFL, college football, but certainly there are baseball fans. I grew up in a family that liked all of the big four, and my uncle played professional hockey for the Philadelphia Flyers, but we went to, when we could, you know, when we can get tickets, we went to Eagles games and Phillies games, went to a bunch of Phillies games, and certainly went to some of the 76ers, and absolutely went to the Flyers games as well. Now, some of those tickets are so priced so high. I mean, what's the cheapest ticket in town? Probably get a deal to go to some of those baseball games, depending on where you live. All right, the Man Cave is closed. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is Shadows of Unicorn, and I'm so fascinated by unicorns, and I've been waiting to talk to Jo Glasasco-Metter about her book, and she joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And Jo, it's great to finally catch up with you. How are you?
I'm just fine.
And your book, Shadows of the Unicorn, what was it that motivated you to write the book? What prompted that?
Okay, so the story is really a psychological or emotional story about my sisters and my relationship with my sister, and the big subject between us was always family and love, you know. And so
Yeah, that's okay, because you're talking about your family. You're talking about your family and love and the reason for what the book's about.
Right. Okay. So we had kind of a very fractured family, and it always led to a lot of discussing between us. And she was 2,000 miles away from me, so every discussion we had was on the phone. So the things we talked about are the things that became the subjects of that story. So that, because that was always on my mind, and especially right after she died. So I just started writing, and I just, you know, She was in the medical industry. I was in education and corporate America stuff. And so when I write about people, I try to change their occupations, et cetera, especially people I know. And when I started writing, I just, these names came to me and I started putting the people in situations and getting them into trouble and out of trouble, that sort of thing. So, the main character is a main subject that we were discussing and developing between us was the fact that why so many girls do not recognize the quality men in their lives, and especially when you get into the professionals where the guys get older when they get married and they can't find dates and they can't do this and that. And so that was really the start of that story. And so I focused on the world I knew better was education. So I made the main character a rather young professor who's totally wound up in his head, and then does not listen to or hear the concerns of his heart. And that's how that story evolved. And then I asked I interview all my characters, and then I ask them why they're doing this and why they're doing that. So at any rate, that's how that story got picked and started. And then as I developed it, I just chose the Middle Ages as his subject matter study, because it's esoteric enough that you live in your head all the time. And so then I had his inner conflict being the conflict between his head and his heart. And he does not, another conflict I added was, this is the 1980s where women's lib is irritating at most people, and especially the men, and girls are wanting to be free. So that's how those subplots developed. But they developed as I started writing and needing challenges for my actors, not actors, characters.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, the characters, you know, you talk about interviewing. What a brilliant thing to do, because that helps you really build their personalities, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the four main things I have to have on paper before I can jump into a book is I have to have a clear understanding of setting, because setting is what creates all the problems, or at least, you know, that's my way of thinking. The second thing I need is I need clearly defined characters, and the characters have to grow out of the setting. So, because everything that they're going to be challenged by is going to be in their setting and among their people that they have to deal with. So the third thing is I have to have a cast of characters who are going to come out of that setting. And the fourth thing is, I'm not going to remember that right now, problems. I have to give them problems.
Yeah.
So, and the problems have to be problems that are realistic to the setting. And I wanted, because he was a middle-aged person, he's really stuck into the world of the desert fathers, you know, of at the 12th and 13th century, that's the kind of thing he studies and stuff. And so his main big problem is that he's lost his opportunity to teach in an Eastern school where he thinks all the education for the Middle Ages is. And that's where he did all of his learning. So when he runs amok of his professor that guides his work, and he runs amok of her, and so she refuses to help him find a position, and he ends up having to go to the only place he could find a medieval position in 1980 is out in the west someplace, So what I did was I chose Idaho as being the last place because that was the worst place I could think for him. And it's absolutely stunning, gorgeous, and beautiful as a setting, but he doesn't see any of it. He gets a job in a small Christian school, and so the ethics and stuff are tight, like they would be in a church area, and so then he could be challenged by all that stuff. And then basically the conflicts and stuff all come from his conflict with the environment, his conflict with the women that are, they've just started their female values type classes. They're not called feminism or anything by that time because it's all new programs. And so he has trouble with, you know, having to deal with having female teachers that he has to teach with, and he's not a very friendly person, and so he doesn't win a lot of friends in the environment, which he considers a wasteland. So and people are, they don't disregard him, but they're not overly friendly to him. He has one friend, and so that's how that happened. And then he about a third of the way, or not a third of the way, at the turning, the major turning point of the book, which is in the first third of the book, is he has a major crisis back in his home, which is in Delaware, and Delaware is the exact opposite of Idaho as far as lush green trees, people, education, all that. And so he has to go back there and take care of the issue. So anyhow, that starts him on finding out that he isn't who he always thought he was, that he, you know, all of his background was totally different than he thought it was. And so then that just sets him on his journey, and he has to unglue all that stuff. And so by the crisis point in the middle of the book, he feels like he has lost all of his name. He's lost his name. He's lost his education, his job, everything. And so that's the point at which he has to start being aware and
changing.
Pardon me?
He has to be aware of what's going on with him.
Yeah. He has to find out. And he's not wanting to ask questions about his own life or his own emotional state. So at any rate, a girl, a student, applies to be his teacher's aide or student. Yeah, I think it is a teacher's aide. It's a lot of thinking in the book. So, but what I try to do when I'm throwing my reader at a lot of thinking, because I know readers don't necessarily like to do that, but the one thing that I hope that people take away is the conversations that my sister and I got into about love and lovely relationships and how not everything is as it turns out in the movies.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Detective novels, and I love the way this one unfolds. This is kind of my review before we dive into it. I'm taking you to England, in fact, outside of Manchester in the UK. The name of the book is Lore of the Praying Mantis. David Gaston, the author. He joins us now here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, and it's really fun to have him on. Hey, David.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Nice to talk to you.
So tell me about Lore and the audience of The Praying Mantis. How did you come up with this book? What was the motivation for writing the novel?
Oh, motivation. It was, like I said, that I've met some women like this in the past. They've gone in for playing games rather than be serious. And I just wondered how far would they actually go? And when I read in the newspapers over the past couple of years, there have been certain praying mantis stories there, where a man has killed a woman, but yet he didn't actually know her. But yet the woman that the man lived with did. So the question was, what had actually happened in the background? Had the woman that he lived with prompted him to do the killing? But yet, obviously, she wasn't the killer. He was.
Right, but she was the one who was fueling the fire, so to speak. And
exactly, that's right, yeah.
So scary. Praying Mantis is the perfect title for this, Lore of the Praying Mantis. So your main characters, Anne Marie, she's the Praying Mantis. And she do to Benny Gordon, who's the victim? What did she do? How did that... Tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, it's, if you read the beginning of the book, she starts off being a praying mantis at school, luring the boys to do things for her. And she's just sort of teasing them. And she's offering things to, like, as rewards, but she's no intention of paying them.
Yes, she's a manipulator.
Yeah, exactly. She's a manipulator.
Wow. So she manipulates and then gets in this situation where enter the detectives, and the detectives have to unravel the story and have to, I guess, eventually go after the praying mantis. Tell me about the detectives and what they're like.
Well, they actually work well together. The man is a detective inspector. The woman is a detective sergeant. And they work well. So they're both actually coming up with ideas where to go, how to go about things. And when they actually got a message to go after a character called Benny, neither of them had even heard of him. Didn't know who he was. But yet they were on the right lines. Benny was the killer. So they started to think, well, who's put Benny up to it? And that's why it started on the trail of the praying mantis, trying to find who this mantis was.
What was the most challenging part of writing this book? I can tell you love the characters and fleshing them out, but what was the most challenging part and really the most rewarding or fun thing about it?
When they actually got to the end and they pinned her down and proved that she did actually plan the killing. Because she hadn't realised that she's left something in a handbag, which she's left in a car. Because eventually she had to do a killing herself, which she didn't want to do. But she had no choice. But she's left a piece of evidence in it. But once that evidence came to light, the police were onto her.
And isn't that the way, as you said, from reading stories, there's always some slip-up, some piece of evidence.
That's right.
And then you play that up in your book for sure. So in writing the book and coming up with the characters, I go to that next part that I said, was this a lot of fun for you? Like you said, it was fun getting to the end and unraveling it.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I get a bit bogged down myself. This is where I say I have to go back occasionally and rewrite a part of it so it's kept free-flowing. Otherwise, I'd end up in a bit of a tangle.
And I think there are a lot of different themes here that are interesting. And again, the name of the book, Lore of the Praying Mantis. Dave Gaston is our guest, and you can get his book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever great books are sold. When someone listening to us or someone who's come across your novel reads it, what do you hope they walk away with?
I just like them to be a bit wary. If you come across a person who's either too good to be true, whether maybe misleading you in some way, try and figure out why, because they might actually be playing you. That's what praying mantises do.
Absolutely, they toy with you. And now that you, yeah. And now that you've written these characters, this story, it sounds like there's more in store for the detectives. Will you take us on another journey with these detectives in another novel?
Oh yes, like I said, I've already got one in mind. I've made a few notes on my computer, but I've not actually started writing it yet.
Oh, how fun. And what's the writing process like for you? Does it kind of, it sounds like it kind of noodles around in your head.
It starts off in my head. Exactly. then I put it down on the computer. And it gets there. Sometimes the words I want to put down don't actually go down right, so I've got to rewrite them again. Right. I know what I want to write,
right?
But my fingers don't.
Which I think a lot of people listening again can probably relate to that. That happens to us, and I think all of us in all kinds of different forms. But hey, you did it. You wrote the book. And what was that day like when you got the book, when it was finished and you could actually see it? That had to be a thrilling moment.
It was. I'm very chuffed at it.
Yeah. Because, you know, people talk about writing books, or they have stories, but they never get to it. And you got to it, so that is pretty exciting. Did you always like kind of murder mysteries, or were you drawn to that, or do you like detective stories?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's quite a few TV series that feature, like, this Midsummer Murders, Columbo, people, you know, people like that. I love those sort of series.
Yeah, there's a lot of great series that feature detectives and unraveling the stories and all of that. Well, again, the name of the book is Lore of the Praying Mantis. Dave Gaston, what a pleasure to talk to you. We wish you the best. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
I love Dave's passion for this book and, of course, these detectives now that will go on a future adventure, we hope. But you have the detective inspector, James Buchanan, who his wife, and you'll read this in the book, says he's very boring, which is why they might have ended up getting divorced. But he's very good at his job. And then being paired with Detective Sergeant Daisy Durham, who is completely different, who... you know, even looks younger than 30 years old, which is what she's 30 years old. And the way that they work together so well, they can almost finish each other. In reading it, you can get the sense they almost can finish each other's sentences. And to me, when you think of duos as detectives and solving a crime, what has to take place there, he really explores that, or you really get a sense of it anyway, with his imagery in the book, for sure. So I love it. Lore of the Praying Mantis, as I've mentioned a couple of times, you can get it on Amazon, of course, Amazon.com, or go to Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. But this is a book that will grab you, so beware. When you sit down, you might have a hard time putting it down. Thanks for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. My daughter. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.